Recordings are now started.
Thank you very much, Nori.
Perfect.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to you all to this call for the Cross-Community Working Party on ICANN's Corporate and Social Responsibility to Respect Human Rights. I would like to propose an agenda with 4 points on it. The first is a short evaluation of the human rights endeavors at ICANN Buenos Aires. Secondly, where we are with the work as agreed at the ICANN meeting. So these were the three different work points. The third point would be a short discussion on the cross-community working group on accountability and the role human rights is playing in there. And then four would be open for other issues. Would that be okay for everyone? Okay, I hear we can get the agenda on the screen. So there's the chart. Legal and administrative. And so, so let's start with the first point: a short evaluation of the work the work we've done at ICANN Buenos Aires. So, what we've done there as a short recap is that we had the we had the public session, we have had the working session, we have had the liaison session together with the GAC, and then we had presentations for two other constituencies. I think all went relatively well, and I sent out a report over the mailing list. Is there anyone who would like to ask a question or comment about any of these meetings or anything else that came up during the ICANN meeting specifically? No, I see no hands. So I guess that means that the report back to the list was relatively clear, and I think it was. So then we can go ahead to the work as it was agreed during the working session. So then we can go on to the first thing, which was the mapping of examples and standards for human rights impact assessment. It was the ICANN and human rights to create a chart correlating rights with policies and operations, as was mentioned during the public session. It would be very helpful to have a short and concise overview which would illustrate how ICANN's policies and operations touch upon human rights. And this chart should link concrete policies and operations and their impact on rights. And this does not need to be a detailed analysis, but more of an overview. And this work was going to be undertaken by APC, Rafik, Dave, and Marilia. Is there anyone on the call who is a member of that group or has otherwise been contributing to that work? There is Marilia. Marilia, go ahead. Feel free to go ahead, Marilia. I don't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Excellent, Marilia.
Okay, perfect. Just forgot to connect my audio. This is Marilia speaking. We are part of this group, and the facilitation of the group, as we agreed, made by APC. The group has not met yet. If you agree, I would like to contact APC and see if we can schedule a meeting of this group for next week. I think that some work has been started to be done informally by some people who are in the GNSO, but I believe that we should get together as a group, and I will touch base with APC and let you know.
That's great, Marilia. I also heard from APC that they've been starting to rally around and read, so it would and read into stuff. So it would be great if those efforts could connect. Also, feel free to report back to the mailing list where you are, so that other people could connect to that endeavor, and that we could also follow where you are and provide support where needed. Would that be okay?
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Perfect. And if there are other people that would like to contribute to this work, then I'm sure Marilia would be very happy to.
Just wanted to check, the rest of us are here, right? Or am I?
Yes, we are here. We're just waiting for you.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. I just wanted to make sure that I hadn't fallen off a call.
No, we are all here.
Well, we could also do this. Is this workable in the meantime? Do people hear me?
Yes, perfect.
Okay,
yeah, here
you're
fine.
So then I'll just...
Yes, we can hear you on this.
Okay, so where did you lose me?
That we should connect the work that is being developed, and if anyone else would like to join this first group, they are welcome.
Okay, great. So yeah, if other people would like to join the legal group, they're also much very welcome. Paula Vargas from Latin America is also very interested in joining us, so we'll further work on this. I see Tatjana is on the call as well. Tatjana, would you be interested in asking any questions or shortly introducing yourself, as not everyone on this group might know you, even though some might?
Hello,
No, we cannot hear you. So while Tatiana and Mariam might be working out Tatiana's audio, I'll slowly continue to the next point and see we have if we can get Tatiana on the call in a sec. So I'll continue to the admin's trivia. Is that Rafik and I were to organize three conference calls. This is the first, and I propose that we organize the next one in 3 weeks at the same time, since people seem to be able to have time on this time. We also organize a preparation call with the GAC working chairs. We've reached out to them, and we've also set a draft for a joint meeting with the GAC working group on human rights and international law, as well as with this cross-community working party. Unfortunately, we haven't heard back from the GAC working group co-chairs, but at least that is in the pipeline. With Rafik, we're also currently requesting a public session, again, for the cross-community working party to present the work that we've been doing in between, as well as organizing, again, a working session where we can discuss the way forward. The agendas and the description for those have been shared on the list, so comments on that are more than welcome. And then we are still to organize presentations and meetings with all the other constituencies ahead of ICANN 54, so see whether we can be able to be on their calls or else see if we can have meetings with them face-to-face in Dublin. That was it pretty much on admin's trivia. Do we already have Tatiana on the line, or are there questions concerning the admin's trivia?
Well, I think we do have Tatiana on the line. Yes, sorry for interrupting you. So shall I speak now?
Yes, please go ahead. Great.
Okay. Thanks a lot. So for those who don't know me, though I think as many of you we've met, I'm Tatiana Tropina. I'm senior researcher at Max Planck Institute in Germany, and I'm a lawyer, and I asked NEWS if I can volunteer for the second workflow where legal policies would be analyzed and mapped, and I do find these task interesting. So yeah, just like that. And I'm very interested in contributing to this group in overall. That's basically all. Thanks.
Great. Thank you very much, Tatiana, for both volunteering and for being on the call. That's super. Are there also other people who have questions and or comments about the admin's trivia, even though they seem trivial? I see no hands, and that means that we could go ahead to the next point, which is the discussion about human rights in the cross-community working group on accountability. So who of you have been active in that group and would like to give a short overview of what has been happening there? I could also do it, but it would be great also to have more voices on this call. Avery, would you be interested in volunteering?
No, but I'll accept being voluntold.
Matthew, Marilia, Avery?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, so what has been happening in that group is that there have been discussions of comments that came in on the need for inclusion of a human rights commitment. I actually had an expectable talk on a human rights commitment. We've had many discussions, and in the report draft that's out now, there is the intention recorded of including a bylaws related to human rights and ICANN. There was not, however, the ability to arrive at wording for this, with basically variations being offered that included how to constrain that with phrases like within mission and operation, but there were also questions then of what does operation include? Does that include any contractual issues? So there were questions asked like that. And then at the other end of it, there were whether it was an unrestricted human rights according, you know, as enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, or a more specific statement such as human rights, especially freedom of expression and openness of the internet, or some such. So there is now a working party for of the accountability cross-community working group trying to come up with wording. As input to this wording has been all the varieties of names of sentences of bylaws that had been offered. There's background reading material such as the various documents and covenants, the guidelines for corporations and human rights. There's also been various sort of opening up, basically diving deeper into the issue in terms of looking at what some of the questions and implications of incorporating human rights in the ICANN bylaws might mean. Some of this is directed towards Workstream 2 activities, because I think there's a general acceptance of the fact that most of the work in terms of doing this will need to be done in Workstream 2. However, there are some with concerns about needing to really understanding the scope of that work before actually coming up with the wording we want to let that scope, have an effect on how the wording is done. So this discussion is going on sort of, I'd say, in fits and starts. I have not seen the group in any way aiming at any consensus point yet. We're still more, I would say, meandering around the front of the topic. And I guess that's about where we are. Thanks.
Thank you very much for that thorough overview, Avery. And I would indeed like to invite people to join Working Party 4 of the CCWG. But I would also be very interested in hearing from people on how we continue with this process, because the discussion on the Working Party 4 group seems to have slowed down. So it might be interesting to discuss how we could ensure that something good comes out of this. So I see Marilia hands coming up. So please come in, Marilia.
Thank you, Niels. This is Marilia speaking. Just a question for Avery or Matthew. In the beginning of the discussion, did people agree on how to make a decision about this? Because as Niels said, there were a lot of people sharing their views, and I think that most of them want to keep the language high level, although someone would like to see more detail so the language is more tied in. But with regards to the way forward, how are we supposed to make a decision? Should we start to try to summarize the different views and propose language at this stage? What are your thoughts about it?
I see that there is a line. Next one I'd like to ask Matt, and what I heard from Thomas Rickert is that he would simply ask the subgroup to come up with a concrete proposal for tech that would come in. So that is from what I understood from Thomas, but very curious to hear what you think. Matthew, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks, Niels. I mean, the way I understand it is kind of a couple of things going on in parallel, one of which is that obviously there's the work of this Working Party 4, which is focused on this issue, which really is, as Avery said, to really try and craft something that is acceptable to everybody that we can put into the bylaws. The useful thing about conversation, and I agree it's kind of trailed off a little bit, but the useful thing about the conversation is I think that it does recognize that if we can agree on some basic language, and I think most of the people in the Working Party could probably agree on some basic language. There are just some who are holding out for a more in-depth analysis. But what really happened is that the work in work stream 2, in other words, the work that start and continue post-transition, will actually be incredibly important. And I think a little bit more complicated than perhaps some had thought at the outset. I mean, what's becoming pretty clear now is that, you know, ICANN is not... doesn't quite fit into any type of structure that's been identified, either on the kind of the government side or on the corporation side, in terms of the analysis that's been done by an implementation mechanism by in the Ruggie principles, for example. So I think our discussions are going to be quite a little bit more involved, a little bit more breaking new ground, possibly even in the post-transition work on this. I think there's opportunity for people to continue to contribute as a part of the accountability proposal as well. At least that's where I believe it was. But that process of being able to input on human rights in ICANN is very much open in the accountability proposal. So that's another avenue for addressing the issue. But hopefully, yes, we'll be able to come up with some relatively short and concise language that does not in any way make people feel uncomfortable, but points to the need for us to continue to consider this an ongoing issue. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Matthew. Very concrete. Very thank you very much. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Avery speaking. Just briefly to answer one part of Melissa's question. As far as I know, no, we did not decide at the beginning on how we would proceed on this. Leon was, I guess, self-selected as leading this, or chair group selected as leading this. At the moment, I'd say that Nigel has probably offered the dissection of the issues that we're going to have to work through before we get anywhere with it. So, but no, I have no idea how we're going to reach any sort of final answer on it. It'd be interesting. Thanks.
Okay, so that means that we are pretty much up for two different approaches I can see, or maybe three. There is the opportunity for direct engagement on the list, and we could try if we could push a bit more there. Or we could see if we could file a public comment, which is still open up to, I think, September 8th. And I'm also open to other opportunities people see of trying to ensure that at least during workstream one, we'll get the high-level comment proposal into the working group report, because then we can go into the details into workstream two. Has anyone got specific ideas or initiatives that they want to employ for that? Avery, is your hand still up? If so, please go ahead. Oh. Avery is taking her hand down. Are there other people who would like to propose an approach on how to take the work forward in the cross-community working party on accountability and or working group four? Avery, please go ahead.
Okay, I put my hand up. There's really a question of participating in working party four, and you know, but first we'd have to figure out what this, you know, some of as individuals, and I'd like to see, you know, more people participating. I think it's the more the better.
I think also we need to decide whether this group can, if it wants to, can come to some view of something useful, and perhaps this group wants to add a comment. And I don't know. I've wavered back and forth on whether the working party could or should put in a comment on this particular issue. I think it'd be appropriate, in a general sense, but I don't know if we have the ability within this group to actually come to a common statement. I really don't know, where we're at in that kind of level, and would it just be replicating the conversation that was going on in Working Party 4, in which case it might be marginally useful. I don't know. So those are questions I think we need to answer. I have no idea of how to say. I think certainly encouraging people to participate as individuals is probably the most important thing. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Avery. I see Matthew is also coming up with some comments in the chat. Matthew, would you also be so kind to make them on the call? Would you be so kind to do that? Because I find them quite interesting, actually.
Sure, I don't want to jump the queue or anything. Can you hear me all right?
Excellently. Please go ahead.
So my point is, having participated in the review mechanism and the first round of comments, it's worthwhile multiple entities putting in the same kinds of comments rather than a single consolidated input on this particular issue. Because the way the comments are reviewed is basically kind of a tallying up of views on each one of the paragraphs, almost on each one of the substantive issues in the accountability proposal. And that way, so the more that can be said by a broad, diverse group of organizations or individuals putting in on an issue like human rights, the better. Thanks.
Perfect, Matthew. And I think that would indeed probably be the most practical, because we don't have an official position. To come up with an official position for the cross-community working party, I don't know if we would be able to do that in 2 weeks. But I think handing in different public comments would be useful. And I think what is important to reiterate is that these do not need to be multi-page documents, but these can be relatively simple public comments, which should not be too much work for anyone to. What I would be interested to hear from you people on is what kind of definition you would like to see or hear in the in that, so that we could perhaps also reinforce each other's opinions a bit. Would you like a high-level reference to human rights? Would you like a mentioning of the UDHR? Would you like a mentioning of the UDHR, the ICCPR, and the IECESCR, or another taste or flavor? I'd be very curious to hear from you what you all think in that respect. Is there anyone who would like to comment on that? Let me point out some volunteers, because I know that some people of you have opinions on this. Let's ask a lawyer. Tatiana, what do you think?
Can you hear me?
Yes, excellently.
Okay, good. Well, as a lawyer, I really think that it's, I would be the most comfortable with the more general version, let's say, which will encompass everything. General version,
so
which will not
that.
Maybe even refer to specific conventions, but this is just from the first side. I'm sure there were discussions about this. I'm a newbie; I wasn't aware of them. But on the first side, I'm very much into very general commitment, which encompasses basically everything, and then maybe developing kind of policies on this, but which would be, not in bylaws, but which would be very specific further. I might be mistaken. Again, I'm very new here, but, this is just my opinion, if you are talking about bylaws.
Excellent. Thank you. First Marilia and then Megan, please.
Thank you, Niels. This is Marilia speaking. I tend to agree with Tatiana, not only because I think other groups, such as the GAC working group, are still making an effort to map what are the relevant international instruments that should be taken into account in this discussion, but also becomes biting something that is very broad and long-lasting like the bylaws. I think that we should be as general as possible. And the only thing that I'm concerned about is that for some people who are concerned with kind of defining very clearly what human rights is about, they seem to be reassured to have some reference to text. And usually they mention the Declaration or they mention civil and political rights. Although I believe that there are some discussions in ICANN that touch upon economic and cultural rights, this is something that we need to consider. If this is the only way forward for us to have consensus, maybe would be a good thing to make reference to some text, but my first option, my default option, would be to let it general and wait for the work of this working group and the work that will be done in work stream 2 to try to understand what are the relevant rights in the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that comment, Marilia. Megan, please go ahead. Am I the only one not hearing Megan?
I do not hear her either.
That is a real pity. Mariam, could you perhaps set up a call outline to Megan so we could hear Megan? And in the meantime, I'd like to ask Aubrey to speak, if possible.
Sure. I wanted to go into a couple things, if I could. One is, in terms of the wording, I tend to agree with those that would prefer to see a simple wording that's very open. And, you know, that's one of the ones that I found most helpful was towards the end, was one that mentioned just respect for human rights as represented in the UDHR, which at least gives it a rooting in that particular tree that is rooted there and doesn't get into the specifics or notions of indivisibility or anything like that, but does at least root it in one particular system of defining these human rights on a global basis, even though, of course, there's issues of interpretation and such all the way through there, which I see as Workstream 2 issues. And in terms of the other things, I think that, you know, we have to hold on to the importance of having a bylaws on these, because even though we have articles of incorporation that sort of, and I've just pasted them in, the one, you know, that sort of says that we have to conform to relevant principles of international law and applicable international conventions to the extent appropriate and consistent with articles and its bylaws. And so I think that in order to ensure that human rights within ICANN are considered relevant and do fit into what we consider applicable, and then with Workstream 2 actually define the extent appropriate, is something we need to do, because I think if we don't do it, just our general statement in the articles of incorporation without substantive bylaw support or California or U.S. law support does not in any way commit ICANN to respecting human rights. You know, it's one of those things that is arguable from many different perspectives. So that's why I think it's very important that we hold on to that, you know, current position of making sure that there is a bylaw. And so from that position, I'm actually also amenable to those that want to, for example, limit the statement to mission or to mission and operations. I think there's that. I don't always agree with it, but there's a palpable, mission creep paranoia. Paranoia is the wrong word, but strong concern and angst over mission creep in many participants. Some people don't see it quite as strictly as they do, and therefore, if those people with that angst feel that it is necessary to pin it to mission and operations, then I think that makes sense and works for me. Likewise, if people want to go a little further in defining, not that it limits it to particular rights, but that it brings several out specially, and for example, those mentioned, you know, within the scope of openness of the internet, even though we don't fully understand what that means, we know that that's one of the NTIA requirements for the transition, a requirement that we've sort of talked about in very large, spacey terms, but we really never put anything in there that mentions that. So, as I said, while I prefer the short and unconstrained, the short and without further definition, I'm also completely amenable to a wider definition if that's what we need to get consensus. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Avery and others. I think we will also be working on a comment. I'll definitely be, let's share the texts that we have on the mailing list so we can build on each other's contributions. And I would definitely say that Matt's proposal sounds very well, that we try to get in as much proposals as we can. And as Avery said, let's also continue to engage in working group 4 of the cross-community working party. If people do not know how to age, feel free to let me know. You'll just need to set up an SOI, become a member of the CCWG, and then ask to also be a member of the working party. This should not take you more than 50 minutes of work if you're not already a member of the CCWG. I think this leads us a bit to an end of the discussion on human rights and the CCWG. Are there other issues that people would like to bring up in this conference call? I see no hands, I see no suggestions. I do see an argument in the chat that is also increasingly heard, and that would be an interesting discussion, and a discussion that has been held elsewhere as well, is that while in Article 4 of the Articles of Incorporation it already says that ICANN will respect international law, why should then human rights be added to the bylaws? So are there people who would like to argue either for or against this to ensure that we understand and have got arguments for this or against this? Avery, please go ahead.
Thanks. I probably buried it in the conversation, but they actually, you know, it's carrying out activities in conformity with relevant principles. So there's constantly going to be a discussion of what principles are relevant and applicable international conventions. Now, is a human rights convention that is only, not even binding one, but applicable to states and only applicable to corporations when states have made law based upon it, sufficient commitments to ICANN, the corporation, for respecting. It's very difficult to make the argument that without a U.S. or California law, that a corporation is actually committed to respecting those rights, given the way it seems that international law works. You know, first they agree, then it is ratified, and then it is actually brought into national law. But states don't necessarily bring it all into international law, and they don't necessarily make that law binding on a corporation. And indeed, California nor the U.S. binds the corporation to respect human rights. But it does say that extent appropriate and consistent with these articles and its bylaws. So by placing a specific statement for respect of human rights in the bylaws, we basically move beyond issues of is it relevant, is it appropriate, and is it within the scope by answering positively yes, because there is a commitment in the bylaws. So I'm very strongly in favor of, you know, one particular way of looking at this.
Okay, I see some interesting comments coming by in the chat, but since Megan's audio wasn't working earlier, I'll read them out with her permission.
I can speak Megan now. Said can the article on the telephone.
Oh yes, we hear you excellently, Megan. Please. Head.
Okay. I'm sorry to come in on this again. I agreed entirely with what Marilia said, and that is that the articles clearly say that ICANN has to respect the applicable and relevant provisions. I've forgotten the exact wording. This means that ICANN has voluntarily agreed to apply these. First. Second, the bylaws will only limit what is in the articles. By definition. Therefore, I agree entirely with what Marilia said, that we should have something that is relatively general at this point, and in Workstream 2, go into more detail. Now, I understand Avery's concern about freedom of expression and freedom of flow of information. So I have no problem whatsoever in a general comment or a general position that's already at this point to say, including, in particular, freedom of expression and free flow of information. No problem. But to start going into more details now, these are by definition limiting, and this should be really done in Workstream 2, I think. And I'm Avery, one other minor thing, just re what Avery has said about what is relevant and applicable, et cetera. It's not for a court to determine. A court's not going to come out of the blue and say, sorry, you can't apply such and such. It has to be in a specific case. And it's, anyway, I don't want to get into that long polemic, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think if you're concerned about the U.S. government approval and agreement to the transition, then something that reflects freedom of expression and free flow of information in particular would perhaps cover the provision. Okay? And I will see if I can fix this microphone problem. I'm going to hang up now and go back to the Adobe Connect. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Megan, for that for a very useful intervention. And I think the points have been made clearly by several ones, and I see we've seen some points of convergence there as well. I see there is a lively conversation going on in the chat, but are there other people that would like to comment on the line? Either Avery or Tatiana or anyone else? So it seems that most people agree with a simple wording for the bylaws and seeing it as an addition and specification of the articles of incorporation. There seems to be broad support for that. So that is that's really good. Are there other points that people would like to bring up on the issue 4 of the agenda, other issues? No other issues seem to be suggested. Then, Megan is typing. Yes, Megan, please go ahead. Unfortunately, I see a hand, I see a speaker, but I don't hear you. Okay, Megan will be responding in the chat. Unfortunately, we haven't got her on audio anymore. Megan says that we should ensure that the work is not duplicating that in the GAP Human Rights Working Group and other fora. Yes, very much so. So that's why Lee Hibbert of the Council of Europe is liaising between the cross-community working party and the GAG working group. And we're also trying to maintain contact with the co-chairs of the GAG working group. I would personally be very interested to hear if there is any progress on the terms of reference in the of the GAG working group on international law and human rights, because that seemed to be a bit of an obstacle for now. If there is anyone who has more information on that, that would be very welcome. From what I heard, that has up to now not been resolved, but I really hope that that happens to be the case before before Dublin. But I haven't heard from neither Mark Cavell nor the other co-chair back on that issue. Yes, I completely agree, Megan, and I think that we're also working hard to ensure that we're not contradicting or working against each other. That's why also we had this liaison meeting in the, in Buenos Aires, and I think quite a lot of people from the GAC are also on the CCWP mailing list, and we're getting regular input from them on the list. So I think that that work is going ahead there. So with this, I would like to thank you all very much for your interventions and for your participation in this call, and ask and thank you also for your interactions on the mailing list. We have clear to-dos for the next call. I will send out the invitations for the next call in 3 weeks, and hope to see you all there then, and be able to present you some new work and hear from you where we are then. In the meantime, I'm looking forward to also hear from your work, but also from the comments that you will be or might be submitting in response to the CCWG on accountability. Thank you very much, and have a nice day and a nice week. Bye.
Bye.
Mariam, you can stop the recording. Thank you.
No, you may stop the recordings now. Thank you very much.